Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Jim Bachman here from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And the title of our sharing session today is Your Opinion Matters. I am a chiropractor and also a nutritionist, natural healthcare practitioner, and I get questions all the time on what we're going to discuss today for the next 15 minutes. And I want to help you as an individual be able to wade your way through these questions. So there's about 8 or 9 questions that I get asked all the time, either in the office or by direct mail or by email or by Facebook or by Messenger. So if you would help me with this, I certainly would appreciate it because I'm always looking for better ways to serve others. And if I can help answer their questions, then that helps them in making their final decision. And the question that we're going to address today is, what 3 areas are the most important when you are considering purchasing supplements, vitamins, herbs, minerals, those kinds of things? Things that you would take on a regular basis, and there's I would like to know what your 3 main areas are of concern, so I can help explain those to folks so they have information that they can pull out the next time they're considering purchasing a supplement, vitamin, mineral, herb, or whatever they are purchasing to be able to help them with their health. Because our ultimate goal is to help people improve their health. The United States government said that every adult should be taking a vitamin, a multiple vitamin, back several years ago. And as a guide, and that's the way I look at myself, as a guide in the area of nutrition and natural health care, I have to wade through all of these companies because nutritional supplements are billions of dollars business, because folks are looking for ways to reinforce their health and be able to protect their health as much as possible. So these are the main areas that people have concerns, and I would appreciate it if you would contact me through Messenger what yours are, and I'll help answer yours. So, you know, I hate surveys. I'd be absolutely truthful with you. Every time I get a survey, I kind of delete it. So through Messenger, if you would, I would appreciate it. Let me know what are the 3 most important areas that you consider when purchasing a supplement. What do you actually look at, or actually how do you reach your decision? The number one area that folks ask me about are the ingredients. What's listed on the bottle? And most of the time, ingredients on the bottle are kind of complicated to read. And, you know, it's always my opinion, if it's too complicated to read or interpret, then you want to consider twice getting it. So that's one area. And I realize that not everybody has spent as many years in college as I have to be able to get through this, the chemistry courses, the biology courses, and all the courses that help you understand this better. And the ingredients are the most important thing. So why are you taking it? Do you have a need to take it? Are you absolutely certain that you should be? Has your nutritionist said this is what you need to do? Has your doctor said you need to take a multiple vitamin? Then the next question is which or what? So you have to look at the ingredients, and as you probably are aware, the ingredients are listed usually by their chemical nature. But what I tell folks is when you're looking at the label, if you look after it gives you the ingredients and it has a whole bunch of fillers and a whole bunch of other things, then that's one area that you want to steer away from. Now, they do need they put ingredients in to help it help the supplement not crumble. Hold it together. Those are things that you have to be able to identify. So if you have those questions, then you need to consult. If you don't know the answer to that, you need to consult a professional. So number one is the ingredients. has your doctor, has your chiropractor, has your nutritionist say that you need vitamin D, for example, or calcium, or vitamin B12, or whatever. So you need to look at the ingredients. And indeed, are the ingredients actually that they're listing, are they in there? Because so many of these companies are producing supplements of inferior quality, and they do not have the said ingredients in them. So, number two, establish the need. How have you determined that you need a vitamin? How have you determined you need an herb? How have you mineral? So you have to establish the need. Did you have a blood test? Did you have some kind of other test? Did you have a test that indicates that your levels are lower than they should be? So those tests are out there. So the second question is, have you established the need? So first of all, we have ingredients. Second of all, what's the need? Maybe your doctor said, maybe your nutritionist said that you need a supplement. What's the third area that most folks consider? Well, you've probably heard a lot about this, and perhaps you understand it, and perhaps you don't. Organic or not organic? Remember, organic foods, organic supplements, organic ingredients are grown without any type of pesticide, any type of herbicide, or any negative ingredients. I call them negative ingredients because if those sprays kill animals, bugs or animals, insects, then it can have its effect on you. So that's another area that you want to look for. Organic is always the best because it has the less contamination. And if you can, then I suggest that you consider that. So ingredients is number one, establish the need. Number two, organic or not organic. Those are three. So the number four is GMO, genetically modified or non-genetically modified. Now, the reason that there's a question about that is the fact that if you have a genetically modified ingredient, such as wheat or barley, or Dolly. You remember the Dolly controversy, where they take a gene from a plant, for example, and put it in an animal, or an animal or plant, and reverse it. What they're trying to do is to take a plant or an animal that is resistant to a certain kind of herbicide or something of that nature, and then they spray and everything else dies except that individual. But the problem with it is, or the holdup with it is, if it's a genetically modified, is there are proteins in that organism or in that plant that have never been on the face of the earth before, and you can have the potential for having anaphylaxis or some type of a sensitivity to it. So that's another reason why you want to consider GMO or non-GMO. I try to steer folks towards non-GMO. So number one's ingredients. Number two is establish your need. Number three, organic or not organic. Number four, GMO or non-GMO. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. What I'm reviewing today is your opinion matters. When you're trying to make a decision on what supplement, what herb, what mineral, that tablet that you should get, how do you make your decision? What's it based on? And that's what we're talking about today. Number one is ingredients. Number two is establish the need. Number three is organic or non-organic. Number four is genetically modified or non-genetically modified. Excuse me. I have always found that because our environment is so polluted, our air is so polluted, that if you can reduce your exposure by using organic and by using non-genetically modified, that's the way to go. Number five, safety. What's the company's safety record? Have they been cited in the past for violations of not having the amount of ingredients in there that they say? Or do they have contaminants in there? Fish oil, for example, does it contain mercury? Those are the things that you need to look at. So, number one is ingredients. Number two, establish a need. Number three, organic, non-organic. Number four, GMO, non-GMO. Safety of the ingredients. You know, where were they grown? What circumstances were they grown under? And how were they produced? So, you know, see, this is a little bit more complicated than just go to the corner store and buy something. So we're talking about your health, and that's something that is, in my opinion, the best asset that you possess. It's your health. So you don't want to contaminate it and ruin it, because my goal in doing this, spending this time with you, is to help produce or help to identify better supplements that are designed for helping you to improve your health rather than add to the detriment of the downhill slide. So, ingredients, establish the need, organic, non-organic, GMO, non-GMO, safety of the ingredients, the manufacturer's safety record, capsule or tablet, and that's important to lots of folks. Some folks can't swallow capsules. Some folks can't swallow tablets. Some folks have to turn to liquids. Other folks don't. So that's, for example, a gummy. A lot of folks can use the gummy, but that, you know, gummies present a problem because of the taste factor, and they can't put a lot of vitamins and minerals in a gummy that they can put in others because of the taste factor and the stability of it. So that's something that you have to look at too. So sometimes we have to compromise. And as a professional, I want to help guide you in the direction that you'll get the most benefit out of what you're doing and why you're doing it. So ingredients is number one, establish the need number two, number three is organic, non-organic, number four is GMO, non-GMO, safety of the ingredients, manufacturer's safety record, capsule, tablet, liquid, gummy, and I hope you all know what gummies are. Gummies are the chewable ones. And something that usually comes up is the price point. You know, price point is important, and but, you know, you only get what you pay for. And that's something that as a nutritionist and clinical nutritionist, it's difficult to explain sometimes when folks are taking big box store supplements by the handful and not getting the expected reinforcement that they think they're getting. So price point, is that your most important thing? It's important, but you need to consider all the above, the ingredients, the establishment of the need, organic, non-organic, GMO, non-GMO, safety record, manufacturer safety, capsule or tablet, price point. And if I haven't mentioned something, by all means, please let me know. You can go to Messenger and let me know if there's one that I have left out. Because I talk to a lot of folks on a daily basis, and I've tried to narrow it down to about 8 different areas that folks consider making their decisions on where to go to buy a supplement. Are they going to get a pharmaceutical-grade supplement? Are they going to go to a big box store to get a supplement? Are they going to send away to get a supplement? Are they doing their due diligence to figure out what's the best choice of supplement? What supplement? So those are all the questions that we have to look at. So if you have another question, feel free through Messenger or Facebook to be able to get that information to me. And we will include that in the next session that we do. And I certainly hope that this has helped you as an individual, because your opinion matters. So it's people helping people to get the best results. And that's why I'm taking these 15 minutes out of my day and making this broadcast. And I do appreciate everybody listening, and I do appreciate all your input. I'm a problem solver, basically, and a tour guide, and that's what I'm trying to do for you. So make it a great day. Hope you have had some of your questions answered. If I've helped raise some questions, It's fantastic. And no question is a bad question or a dumb question. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. Make it a healthy, amazing day.